Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is a News.com newsflash.
In a twist of prehistoric exploration, scientists have identified a new species of pony-sized duck-billed dinosaur based on fossils found in Morocco, creating an unlikely connection between ancient Europe and Africa. Experts say the discovery suggests dinosaurs crossed an ocean in a once-in-a-million-year journey, News.com has learned. Researchers from the University of Bath in England named the new species Minkaria bata, Arabic words that mean beak and duck respectively, and described the duck-billed dinosaur in a study published by Scientific Reports last month. The anatomy of the new duckbill closely resembles that of European species, suggesting that the duckbill swam or floated across several hundred kilometers of open water to colonize North Africa, a recent university press release describing the study said. The fossil remains unearthed in Morocco revealed a creature up to about 13 feet long, weighing about 550 pounds, comparable to the size of a pony. While it resembles the only known African duckbill, Inabia odysseus, its distinct jaws and teeth set it apart, the researchers said. African duckbills were characterized by elaborate head crests housing long nasal passages that could resonate like a horn, which indicates they were social animals, according to the university statement. These were probably loud, vocal animals, Dr. Nicholas Longbridge, who led the study, said. Modern birds vocalize to find mates, or to declare territories. But they're especially vocal in flocks. A flock of flamingos or a nesting colony of pelicans is extremely noisy, constantly communicating. Duckbills also had bigger brains by dinosaur standards, which is generally associated with social animals like crows and primates, according to the research. There were probably very loud, noisy herds, or flocks if you prefer, of these little duckbills wandering the coasts of Morocco 66 million years ago, Longbridge said. The fossils suggest duckbills diversified into at least three distinct species by the end of the Cretaceous period, according to the study. These duckbills are maybe the most surprising find of my career, Longbridge said. If you ask me what kind of dinosaurs we'd find in Africa, then a duckbill is the last thing I would have imagined, let alone three species. How these creatures managed to traverse the Tethys Sea and colonize North Africa is puzzling to researchers. It's extremely improbable that dinosaurs could cross water to get to Africa, Longbridge said, but improbable isn't the same as impossible. And given enough time, improbable things become probable. Buy a lottery ticket every day, and if you wait long enough, you'll win. These ocean crossings might be once-in-a-million-year events, but the Cretaceous lasted nearly 100 million years. A lot of strange things will happen in that time, including dinosaurs crossing seas, he added.
Knowledge. Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
News.com.
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 News.